Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yep. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's show. Miranda Lambert, I'm feeling pretty good, is going to be here today.
We're not at 100% yet.
Well, it's like the weather. Let me give you an example.
Okay.
If the weather says tomorrow it's going to be a 100% chance of rain, they're not telling the truth. The only way it's 100% is if it's happening right now.
Okay.
The only thing in life that's guaranteed is what's happening to you right this second. Because at any time, things can change.
That makes sense.
So, it's never really 100%, but Miranda Lambert is supposed to be in.
Okay.
Like,
are we at like 99?
I'm up 92, 93.
Okay.
Lots of things can happen. Solid. And it's our first, like, coming back to the world of interviews and media in a while.
Yeah.
And so, that'll happen, I hope, today. So I'm excited about that. They wanted to like dip their toe in the water,
mm-hmm.
and come, but this, I'm happy it's the show.
Mm-hmm.
I am, and I think this is the best place because like it's we'll just keep it real, you know. It's like cannonballing in and then dipping toes afterwards. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like let's just. But I'm excited. Like I'm genuinely excited, and so that's today. But if the weatherman says 100% chance of rain tomorrow, that's not true. The only 100% chance is what's happening right now.
Got it.
Just generally in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like, we're going to do Tell Me Something Good in a little bit. Not even 100% chance that happens.
What? I would say 100%.
Is it happening right now?
No.
Then it ain't 100%.
The only thing happening right now is now.
That's right.
We're here.
Yeah. So, Miranda Lambert today. So, glad everybody's here. It should be a really fun, interesting, cool Tuesday.
Wow.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
The Oakland Raiders threw a prom at the team's headquarters for teens who are patients at the Children's Hospital, Oakland, and that weren't able to make it to their own dances.
Oh, that's cool.
Because they knew there were a bunch of kids who physically could not get back to their schools for their dances. They put on a big one. And the Raiders players escorted the teens and they got in tuxedos, and everybody had tuxedos or dresses. It turned into this whole thing
that's
with the
awesome.
Kids from the Children's Hospital. Yeah. So I see you to the Oakland Raiders. That's really cool. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Aaron Hernandez's funeral was yesterday. The letters he left behind have now been released to his family. In other news, that Tennessee teacher who kidnapped a student had plans to go to Mexico. We're now learning he then wanted to go to Central America and South America. Luckily, we caught him before. And then finally, yesterday, computers across the U.S. went down, and antivirus software malfunctioned. It's fixed. Everything should be good to go today.
Dierks Bentley came by the house last night. We did a Bobbycast, which is a show that I do. I have a studio upstairs in my house. People just come and hang out. So Dierks came over, and I think we talked for an hour and a half. And if you want to hear the whole talk, you can go to iTunes and search Bobbycast and subscribe. But my favorite part is when it's over, I go down and see what everybody drives.
Yeah.
Because here, we don't see what they drive. They come into the building.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody drives them over from the record label or something. And so I went out, and there's a funny conversation because before we went out, he said, yeah, because Lindsay was at the house, and we finished. We walked down the stairs, and he's like, yeah, I got to have like a Prius or something. And some kid saw me get out at the lake, and he was like so disappointed in me. He's like, Dierks. He's like, my wife's car, don't worry. I'm still a man. And we walked out.
I'm still a man.
Yeah, I could do like a whole series on what cars the artists drive over to the house. He drives like a monster truck.
Oh, okay.
So if you're wondering about Dierks, and if he drives a monster truck.
Okay. Like monster?
Oh, yeah. Like, I can never pull it off.
Okay.
I mean, you have to kind of be Dierks to pull it off. It's up if you want to hear it. It's called The Bobby Cash. Just search it out.
It's The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, your Tuesday morning positivity starts right now in a segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go. A 99-year-old gets the first hole-in-one at the Marion Country Club.
That's crazy.
He's 99 years old.
That's amazing.
He gets first hole-in-one there and the first hole-in-one of his life.
Mm.
On hole 16, using a 6-iron from 108 yards away over the weekend.
That far? Yeah.
It's not how far a hole-in-one is. It's just getting it. No, it's not that far, but it's a par 3. It's a short hole.
Yeah,
anyway,
okay.
That's the only really place you can get a hole-in-one is a short hole.
Okay.
But the fact that he's 99 years old, like he's not.
And he's still playing golf. That's what's
awesome.
Amazing.
He's walking.
Yeah.
That's crazy. He got a hole in one.
for not, Amy's not a golfer, so she doesn't really understand the significance. Amy, imagine this. A 99-year-old jogged a mile.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. What do you got over there?
So firefighters collected donations for a mother-to-be, and they paid for a new apartment for her. And yeah, here's the deal. They're firefighters. They had recently put out a fire at her house that ruined everything. Again, she's a mother-to-be. She had a baby shower, got tons of gifts. 2 days later, her place burned down. The firefighters, they couldn't handle it, so they decided to throw another baby shower, replace everything that she had lost.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool. They threw a whole shower, huh? Did they invite just women like you did?
Oh,
or did the guys get to come?
Dang. I think guys got to come because they were firefighters.
That was fun.
Wow. I think it was more of them just throwing it on for her. I don't know who all was invited, but they got she got baby clothes, gift cards,
yeah,
all kinds of stuff.
That's cool.
Man.
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you.
I thought this was telling me something good.
It is. I'm gonna tell you something good about your shower. Okay. When Amy had her baby shower, it looked like the most legitimate, most fun put together shower I've ever seen in my life.
You saw
on
it?
Snapchat. On Snapchat, and it's the story. Yeah, it was awesome, huh? They even did blogs about it. Like other websites did blogs about it. It was so good, and we didn't even go.
Bay, I ran into Bay the other day, and she said it's like the best shower she'd ever been to.
Salt in the wound.
Which is a compliment to the host. Nothing to do with me.
Lunchbox.
When Isabella was born, she was born without a left arm. It was only partially developed, and she's always wanted to play the violin. She's 10 years old now. So some students from George Mason spent a year developing the right prosthetic. Now she can play the violin. They printed it with a 3D printer.
That's cool. These 3D printers,
Yeah, I don't get the 3D printers like you don't get the 99-year-old at golf. Like, I don't understand exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome they developed an arm for someone who didn't have an arm. But that 3D printer, like, it's always like someone developed a leg or someone built a car out of a 3D printer. Like, I've never even seen one.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good story because of what she was able to do. How do we see who has one of those? Eddie?
Don't have one.
Do your kids have one for school?
No. Nope.
And you're probably not letting them get one until they're 18,
right? That's right.
Yeah. That's a good story. All right, tell me something good. There we go. The Bobby Ball Show. All right, so less than an hour and a half from Miranda Lambert in studio. Miranda hasn't done any sort of interviews in a long time, year and a half. I mean, a long time. So, Miranda will be in less than an hour and a half. Hey there, Mr. Tinley. You don't know how lucky you are. By the way, public service announcement. There's a survey on Facebook that says if you take this, you'll get a $50 Lowe's Mother's Day coupon. That's a scam. If you guys are, and a lot of people are falling for it because it makes sense.
Yeah, and like, Mother's Day's coming up, and you're like, okay.
That's a legitimate promotional thing.
Yeah.
And Lowe's is a place that, Lowe's or Home Depot, either one, is a place that we all use, everybody uses, and you even think, somebody probably, it just seems like it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, but people are getting duped like crazy. United Airlines had a emergency landing after one of its engines overheated over the ocean.
That's not good.
Like flying over water.
Oh, man.
Scares me, man. Ooh. This is according to a reporter who was on the plane. It was bound for Houston. I mean, they're over the ocean. There's nowhere to go but blue.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one of the engines went down. Your husband has been a pilot, man, for 18 years?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes. Well,
what does he say about this, like when an engine goes out?
He acts like it's not a big deal. Now, in the Air Force, for a long time, he flew a plane that had four engines. And a lot of times he would come home from work saying, like, yeah, an engine went out today. But he's like, I had three others. No big deal. And so, I mean, I feel like with this, you'd be like, you just try to do the best you can with what you have left.
This
Maybe
says,
even turn the other one off and turn into a bird.
I mean,
I don't know.
You want to see me freak out? Let one of the, and I'm just on the fly. Don't even tell me an engine went out.
me
just
neither.
Be like, hey, we're having problems up here. Our pilot's got a peanut allergy, so we got one pilot. We're still good. We're going to land. Just don't tell me an engine's out. I'm going to run around like a chicken with my head cut off on the plane. Like, oh, my God. Ah!
Well, if my husband's on there with you, he'll be the calm one. He can stay so calm. In fact, the guy, when he was on a plane where the engine did, the propeller flew off and he had no engine, his co-pilot with him sort of freaked out a little bit. So on the recording tapes, that guy's freaking out. And Ben's like, keep your cool. You're ruining our tapes.
Amy's husband, that the plane he was flying was single engine. They had to crash it. And it was in the news. And so he doesn't say crash. He says controlled landing.
It was a controlled landing because that's what he did
on
the water.
They put a plane into a pond.
a small lake.
Yeah.
And that's how they landed. And a plane went to the bottom of the ground and these helicopters came and rescued them.
And Blackhawks. I'm pretty sure, I don't know that any other humans have ever been in that lake. Like, it's just not one you go to, you know?
That was a crazy story.
Yeah. Bobby Bones
Show. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
George Strait has added two dates to his two nights of number one show at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. He played his first two shows earlier this month. The new shows are booked for July 28th and July 29th. So a film critic ranked all the movies in the Marvel universe from worst to best.
Which ones are Marvel? Is that like Iron Man?
Incredible Hulk, Avengers, Iron Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Iron Man's the best.
Uh-huh.
It has to be the best.
Okay.
And then the worst is there's an old Incredible Hulk that with Eric Bana was the worst. My opinion. I don't even know if that's Marvel, but that's my opinion.
They do have the Incredible Hulk as the worst.
It was terrible.
So you're right on that.
Yeah.
But Iron Man, it made number five on the list.
What was number one?
The Avengers.
That was really good. But I felt like Iron Man itself. Okay, so give me the top three.
Okay, top three. And then number one, The Avengers. Number two, Captain America. I knew you'd not like that. And number three, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I really like that one.
Okay, I've never seen it.
Bottom three, working from the very, very bottom.
Okay, the very, very bottom, Incredible Hulk.
Yep, next to last.
Ant-Man.
Never saw it.
And Thor.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Thor fan either.
I like Thor. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. One man's house caught on fire. Fire trucks show up. They're putting out the blaze. He's out safely. He's like, man, I got to get back in there. What's he got to go get?
His kids.
No. His beer in the fridge.
He didn't want
to leave the beer in the fridge.
There you go.
Duh.
Tried to run in. He got arrested. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
So last night, Dirk Bentley came over to the house, and we do a show called The Bobby Cast from my house, which is just a studio, and we probably talked for an hour and a half last night. And so Dirk was hanging out, and he was talking about songs that his kids listen to. And this is him talking about Call Me Maybe.
Hey, Lord, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number. So call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number. So call me maybe. And I can, before you came into my life, I knew you so bad. You should know that. I mean, I know the whole thing, man. It's embarrassing. My son loves that song.
So we talk about we're talking for an hour and a half, right? And so
awesome.
I hope everybody listens either on iHeartRadio or they search it on iTunes. It's called The Bobby Cast. But this is a song he said had just come into his life. And apparently that movie Sing, Eddie?
Yeah.
Where they compete against each other?
Yeah.
And they sing this song.
And that's where he got it from.
And he's like, it's all my son wants to hear. And so he just starts, he's like, I know all the words.
Hey, Lord, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe.
It was so funny. He just kept going with it. It actually sounds pretty good doing it.
Not bad.
I know. I was like, he should add that into his set list.
What I'm asking you about in just a minute is a movie that you see and you may have seen 100 times and it still makes you emotional, okay? Now, Lunchbox, you don't have to admit it makes you cry because I know you won't.
Right.
Because nothing makes you cry.
Correct.
At least not a movie or a TV show. Are you kidding me? You're the man.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get a little sad at the end of Real World every season, but I don't cry.
But I'm coming around the room.
All right.
A movie you've seen a bunch of times and you're like, oh, it still gets me every single time. We watched another episode Lindsay and I did last night of 13 Tapes, whatever it's called.
13 Reasons Why. But yeah, there's 13 Tapes.
Okay, Amy told me about it. I'm watching it. And I'm curious at how it ends, but I'm just, if I could just turn it off, I would.
How far are you along?
Four episodes, because I only watched one.
Oh, boy.
And so your take on it, obviously you're not into it, but Lindsay likes it?
Yeah, she does. Well, is anybody else watching this, or is this just...
Started it last night, watched the first episode, and I was like, eh. And my wife was like, you don't want to watch another episode? She was hooked, and I was like, I think I'm going to go to bed.
Wow.
Like, are you going to finish it or no?
I'll finish it, but it's not like on the top of my list where like I cannot wait to get home and watch another episode.
Okay.
It was just kind of like, okay.
Where is everybody right now? Like, what can you not wait for the next episode of?
Easy.
Any show that's making new shows. For me, it's Walking Dead because it was a finale, so I got to wait till October. And probably the worst season ever. It ended fantastically.
Okay.
The worst season of The Walking Dead, though. It's like the worst day of fishing is better than the best day of working.
Yes.
But the worst season of Walking Dead is better than any, you know.
Oh.
That's what my
stepdad.
Still
rather be fishing.
Yes. My stepdad would say, listen, the worst day of fishing is better than the best day of working.
Right.
I love all your sayings from your family.
Yeah.
Like your stepdad and your grandma, they had some good ones.
I'm limitless on those sayings. So it's like the worst season of Walking Dead is better than the best season of most things.
Yeah.
Walking Dead for me, Amy.
Well, now I guess I'm excited. I keep forgetting I have to watch the finale, and you told me it's so good.
Yeah, it is.
But I need to wait for my husband to be gone. He cannot handle that.
What show?
Walking Dead.
Oh, that's your answer?
Yeah, I guess.
Lunchbox?
Easy. Survivor. Game Changers. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's so good.
But that's this week, right?
Yeah, but you can't wait. Like, I can't wait till the next episode.
My point is you get to live it out pretty soon.
Yeah.
Is it finale or is this...
No, it's just another episode.
It's that good, huh?
It is so good because all the plot twists, people stabbing each other in the back, and just the strategy, because you have a group of people that are together, and then one's like, you know what? I'm done with you. Vote you out. Boom!
Well, yeah,
blindside!
Survivor.
So good!
I think you need to leave the show.
What?
I think Lunchbox needs to go do a reality... His dream is to do a reality show.
Are you ready for me to go or what?
Yeah.
No, but
I got the hint.
I would rather everybody be fulfilled and their hearts be filled. And your dream is to do a reality show.
Could he come back?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, there you go. You can come back.
Unless, like, Ray does a good job when you're gone or something.
I mean, dang, Ray's I just busy. Got fired. I mean, did you hear that? Hey, I think it's time for you to go.
No,
all right,
so,
well,
I think
that
you
was
actually
fun.
Just got permission to live your dream.
Amy had permission to move away. She lived in another state for 3 years while we did the show.
Yeah, five.
Was it 5 years you lived in North Carolina?
You better believe it.
Holy, we did the show for 5 years with you living in North Carolina?
Five. I know. I'm shocked
Holy
sometimes, too,
cow.
Because the first 2 years I did it in my attic, and it was miserable.
And would there be a train or a car drive by, and we'd hear it.
Oh, and it would get, if the show would last long, because I was on East Coast time, around 11 a.m., I'm like, guys, I'm sweating up here. We got to go.
The heat, the sun will be coming through our attic. Yeah, that's the thing, dude.
We
if there's
it.
Something in your heart, you should go chase it.
Man, I can't believe it.
You come back.
Chase your dreams.
You wouldn't let me back. I'd have to do some crazy thing, and I don't want to do that.
Whatever, you'd be famous. You'd be a reality star.
Yep. I'm already famous.
I gave Lunchbox permission to go do a reality show, and now he doesn't want to do it. He's like,
you got scared.
Forever he's been like, let me just go do a reality show. And now I'm like, dude, you have permission to go. And he's like, I'm fired, huh? No! It's like, whatever makes you happy.
I understand that, but that doesn't mean I'm going to have a job when I get back, and that scares me.
I can tell you there's a 50-50 chance you'll have a job.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good odds, actually.
If you want to go be on Survivor, you should apply, though. That's your dream. I would never want to hold you back from your dream.
Do it, dude.
But who would sit here?
Ray. Ray would come in and do fine.
Uh-oh.
Well, who would do Ray's job?
I don't know. I'm not worried about
find
that.
Someone.
I'm just saying it's not about anything else except Lunchbox going after and doing what he wants to do in his life. And that's what he wants to do.
Start applying, Lunchbox.
I mean, you really think Ray could sit here?
That's not the point.
I'm
not talking about this. The point was, if you want to be on a reality show and you don't feel like you'll regret not doing things more than you will doing them wrong.
That's such a good point.
Like, you'll end up being 60 years old, like, I never went on Survivor.
Yeah.
You'll regret not doing things more than you'll regret doing things in the wrong way. We're doing things badly.
Man, now you're having me evaluate my dreams.
Now, what do you want to do?
Do we all have this? Can we?
You have your dream.
Oh.
Amy's dream was to be a mom and to adopt and to move away, and she did. She moved to North Carolina for 5 years, and she still did the show.
Yeah.
Like, I made it happen. We built our studio, and she lived in North Carolina for 5 years.
You threw me. You know what I found? I was cleaning out some storage, and I found a big old picture you had made of us, blown up huge, and everybody signed it at my going away party. Because Bobby threw me a going away party, knowing all along that he was going to offer me a job to stay on the show. You let me think I was leaving.
Well, hold on. Here's what really happened.
Oh.
What really happened was they said, Amy's moving to North Carolina. And I was like, I don't want Amy to leave the show, but I was in the middle of a contract negotiation myself. And I was like, I will only stay if Amy, we build her a studio in North Carolina. She lived there for 5 years. And we never done this before as far as someone living in another state. For 5 years we did the show and Amy lived in North Carolina. And so we were still in the middle of that process, so I wasn't for sure.
Oh, okay.
But that's why.
Yeah. Because I was like, dang, throw a girl going away.
We did. We threw a big party. Everybody's sad.
Out.
And then like a week later, it's like, you're still part of the show.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Miranda Lambert coming in 36 minutes or so. First time for her to do an interview in a long time. I asked a minute ago, what's the one movie that you can watch over and over again and still be emotional about? So around the room, you've seen it at least three times. You still watch it and go, oh, Amy.
Steel Magnolias every single time.
Do you still watch that movie? Will you put it on to watch it?
Yes. Yeah. Like, and if it's on TV, I'll stop and watch it. I may even just watch it. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my top three favorite movies ever, and I still cry every time.
Lunchbox, what movie hit you in the feels?
Oh, man, come on. Rudy.
Oh, yeah.
Rudy Rudiger. Every single time you can watch that movie and just feel it deep down, someone wanting something so bad and never giving up. Oh, it'll hit you.
Do you feel less about it being a true story now that you know that it's not really that true of a story, or does it matter? Would you rather just been all fiction?
No, I wish it was more true, but and so it does diminish it a little bit, and that's why but I still love it, and I...
Wait.
Me too.
Rudy's like, not all true?
No. They've kind of debunked all that. Most of that, yeah.
Just don't tell me that.
Okay, never mind. Wow. Eddie.
Oh, mine's Big Fish. You seen that one?
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, Big Fish. It's a Tim Burton movie, and it's about a dad that makes up all these stories to entertain his kid, but his kid doesn't like it because he thinks he's a liar. And it's like one of those father and son stories that just like at the end just gets you so bad.
Has anyone seen Big Fish?
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, homework. You guys have to see Big Fish.
You don't assign homework.
Oh, dang.
If we start taking Eddie's homework, it's like Pixar movie 37.
Yeah, Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
You gotta watch them all. I've never seen a Toy Story.
They're good. Just watch the first one. You're fine with that.
Does it still look good? Like the first one?
Yeah. It's like watching like Star Wars. School?
Yeah. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
Good one.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Get busy living or get busy dying.
It's not even sad, except it is.
Yeah.
It's like I think about life, and I'm always like, oh. Did you ever see, because Morgan Freeman does his movies great, where it makes you feel like, man, life makes me feel it. And there was a movie, Bucket List. You ever see Bucket List?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a great
it's
one.
Good.
When those credits roll on Bucket List, and you know, I think John Mayer sings, say what you need to say, right?
Say what you need to, yeah.
It was just like, oh, I got to get a bucket list and some friends, both.
Yes, and I felt like I needed to say what I needed to say to people.
Really?
That's what that's about. Well, that's what it's about.
Well, I know, but.
Makes you live life different.
True.
And Gravity. Remember that song?
Gravity!
In that movie?
Yes.
Gravity is terrible.
What?
With George Clooney when they were floating in space?
Awful.
Oh, yeah, not a great movie.
Everyone's like, movie, it's not.
Oh, Armageddon doesn't make you cry?
It did. I love Armageddon. I just can only pick one, though.
Yeah, that's right.
I watched Armageddon, and I was like, wait, touches the screen. She touches the screen to see her dad. I was like, you got to be kidding me. And I was like, this is for sure going to happen to America one day.
Yeah. Well, the world.
Yeah, probably soon.
Yeah, but let's be real.
Just America. That's America. All that counts.
Yeah, we only care about that. Let's be real. So, yeah, Armageddon's really good. And then you know what else I loved? And Amy finally watched it and said she didn't love it. Was 500 Days of Summer.
You didn't love it?
I didn't love it.
Wow.
It's my favorite.
Get out.
But I mean, I liked it.
Get out.
I was so, when I watched it too, I was like, wow, they did a movie and it was so different. Like, it was shot so different.
So good.
I was like,
so
why
good.
Do they keep doing that?
So you were annoyed by it.
So, I mean, I thought it was fine.
I loved it because it was like, regardless what happens, like, something else can come.
When you don't
expect it, it's like, you're all sad because of this, but it's just because this is about to happen.
Well, and I learned my husband has a major thing for Zooey Deschanel.
Every guy does.
Okay, well, now I know, because every scene he's like, dang, she's cute. I'm like, okay.
I get the point.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy watched it. What else did you watch? Did you watch another movie or just that one?
No, we rented 500 Days of Summer.
And you thought...
Remember, I did Hidden Figures when I was originally going to do 500
oh,
Days
that's
of Summer,
what it was.
And I loved it.
Yeah. I think we built up 500 Days of Summer to her.
Maybe.
Too much. A little too much.
Yeah.
Still. Greatest movie ever.
Great.
Yeah.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah. There's a story in the news about a woman who remembers every day of her life.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, she's 27 years old.
I guess.
She can recall every day of her life.
You can remember back to when you were just 12 days old, can't you?
Yeah.
So what do you remember about that day?
Mum was holding me and I was wrapped up in some sort of blanket and I was put on the sheepskin on the driver's seat of the car. And I remember looking up at the wheel and I was curious as to what it actually was, but it never really dawned on me at that age yet to really go up and investigate what it was.
It's a super rare condition where she can go back and track pictures from her every single day of her life.
Oh. Wow.
I have a friend who swears he remembers coming out of his mom. And I'm like, shut up. Like, I should just stop.
Yeah, there's no
he's
way.
Like, no, dude, there was a light.
No,
and I'm like, stop.
There's no.
No
way.
And he swears, he's not even kidding. He has sworn it to me for 12, 13 years. He's like, I promise you, I remember the first day of my life. Stop. Mr. Bobby Bones. Everybody's all on edge. Miranda Lambert's coming in. It's going to be awesome. It's her first interview in forever, ever, ever.
We're nervous.
I'm not talking about you guys. I'm talking about texts I'm getting from everybody. Like, everybody just take a breath.
Yeah.
We're just going to sit and talk.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Yes. I hope everybody's excited. It's going to be fantastic. That's all. Miranda Lambert in the next 8 minutes. It's just a big deal because she's done no interviews. Like, this is the first one, so it's exciting. And we'll play Tin Man a little bit.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man.
Oh.
You don't know how lucky you are.
Like, I got texts from everybody, the record label, the bosses. Like,
what are they saying?
Don't worry about it, but everybody... All of a sudden, don't try. I know you're the bad boy of country. I'm not the bad boy of country radio. People will stop calling me that. All I do is just talk about people want to talk about. That's all. Everybody just take a breather. Miranda Lambert will be in 8 minutes. She's not here yet. But 8 minutes, Miranda Lambert should be in the studio. Over to Amy now with the skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Carly Rae Jepsen's single Call Me Maybe tops Billboard's list of 100 greatest choruses of the 21st century. And Dirk played it or sang it for you last night on your show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear it.
Easy over there.
There it is.
Yes. What happened was this article came out last night when Dirk was over at my house.
Yeah.
And I pulled it up on my phone. And I was like, hey, do you know Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe? And here it is. That's the song. Okay, so, and here is Dirk's.
Hey, boy, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number. So call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number. So call me maybe. And I can... Before you came into my life, I knew you so bad. You should know that. I mean, I know the whole thing, man. But it's embarrassing. My son loves that song.
So if you want to hear that whole interview with Dirk, just search BobbyCast. And you can subscribe on iTunes or listen on iHeartRadio. But yes, it was the number one biggest chorus of all time.
Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson came in second, followed by Mr. Brightside, The Killers at number three.
I'm Mr. Brightside. Yeah, he didn't know that one.
I
know,
so
he did know that one. There were some he didn't know. Maybe he didn't know that one. Then I sang it back to him. He's like, oh, I do know it. Because I'm a really good singer.
There were some obvious ones he didn't know.
Yeah. What else you got?
New movies out on video today, so you can rent these. Arrival with Amy Adams.
On video.
Or DVD. Or, I mean, wait.
Back in our day, kids.
You can download these now.
Yeah, there we go.
Arrival with Amy Adams, La La Land, and Underworld Blood Wars with Kate Beckinsale. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There you go. Out on VHS next week on the reel-to-reel projector. Miranda Lambert's in the building. Miranda Lambert's in the building. All right, she'll be in about 4 minutes or so. She's just now pulling into the garage. Record 1-2. Miranda Lambert's here, so she'll be in a minute.
I'm going home, roll over my shotgun, wait by the door, and light a cigarette.
A robber goes in, and he's like, hey, I'm ready to rob the store, and he hands him a note. And so he hands the clerk the note, and then he's like, I can't read this. What does it say? So he has to give the note back to the robber. And the robber has to read the note out loud.
Oh.
So he reads it out loud. And so they have tape. Because the robber, he couldn't really read the note.
Oh.
But there's tape of him, security footage, reading. Not only in the store, but he's also out loud speaking. So the fact that he had a mask on didn't matter because his voice is like, this is a robbery. Please be quiet. Don't let your pride get you killed. So he says it out loud.
Oh, my.
Yeah. But they got him because they got his voice. The first rule of robbing a store is don't.
Second rule.
Second rule is handwriting. Come on, guys. So there's that. Miranda Lambert in 3.5 minutes, I'm being told from Ray right now. So 3.5 minutes until Miranda Lambert. Chris Pratt says he won't take photos with fans.
What?
Why?
I like it if you just say it. I'm cool with this if you just go out and own it. He says, because if I go out and I want to do normal things, I have to be comfortable disappointing people. So I don't take pictures with fans. I give handshakes. I like to live in the moment. And so he's like, just so you know, if you come up, don't think I'm a jerk because I'm going to be a jerk ahead of time.
Oh.
I'm totally cool with that. Like, just being honest about it.
Okay.
But Chris, by the way, big dude,
Met him. Huge dude.
Really?
Yeah, like a lumberjack.
Get your balls on. This is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
All right. Miranda Lambert here. Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Good to see you.
You too.
The last time we saw each other was the ACMs when you won the award for Album of the Year.
Yeah, and you were presenting it.
I was, and you were. Whenever you sit front row at an award show, do you feel like the awards are about to come?
I don't know. I just feel nervous the whole time because it's like sitting on the front row at church.
Because you feel like everybody's looking at you?
Well, yeah, you just can't see what's going on behind you, and you don't know when to stand up or sit down or what's going on.
I looked in the card, if I'm going to be honest, before we went out. I looked.
Wait, you can do that?
I did do that. I knew you won before.
You broke the seal?
No.
There was no seal on it?
I did not break. There was a seal, but I took it and I opened it.
Oh,
and like made the hole. So I knew you won ahead of time. So I was eyeballing you as they ran, you know, and they show all the squares of everybody's heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for this 1 second, I know something Miranda Lambert doesn't know about Miranda Lambert.
And then you sold the card.
No.
That's what
I
heard.
You got it back, though. I could have kept it.
I did hear that you stole it, though.
Wait, hold on. So you didn't get it back?
I did get it back.
Oh, okay.
I don't have it.
I kept it because nobody took it from me. And I was like, I'm just going to lay it down.
Well, when you win the award, they like run up and grab it from you. And the
nobody
first
did.
Time I was ever at an award show, I won. The first time I was there. I didn't win the first time I was there, but when I finally did win something at an award show, I was so excited. I was like holding my ACM, and then they come and just like grab it away because it's just like a prop for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait, I just won this.
So they realize, give you the card, but they take the award.
Yeah.
I promise you, I even got on the air the next day. I was like, I have the card. And I know I'm not supposed to have the card. And so if I was really going to steal it, I wouldn't have said anything about it. But then I saw somebody that knows your manager, and I was like, I have the card, and I feel guilty if I don't give this back to you right now.
Well, she is happy to have it. My manager has it in safekeeping now.
Well,
so thanks.
You're welcome. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I have to wonder, because I was there for the show too, and I'm sitting like the fifth row, and you go out and you do Tin Man completely acoustic, and to show the vulnerability of the song, I'm imagining this is what's happening in my head. Like, you wanted to show what the song was about, being the most vulnerable you could. Like, why go full acoustic, and is that to you more nervous without people around you, or did you feel better doing that song by yourself?
I changed my mind on my song like 48 hours before I left for Vegas. I've got a double record, and I have only had a single and a quarter of a single, and that single's gone, so I just thought, well, I've got 22 other songs that need to be showcased, and...
So you changed the whole song.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't you changed how you were going to do 10
No,
minutes.
I changed the whole song.
So what were you going to do originally?
We Should Be Friends. But I just decided last minute, like, I want to showcase as many songs off this record as possible because it's a double album. There's 22 more songs that haven't been, quote-unquote, singles. So I just thought, well, the best way to do that is just every opportunity I have is to do a different song. And I'd been doing 10 Man by myself on the road. But yeah, I was totally terrified, of course.
Miranda Lambert's here. Man, I have so many questions to follow that. Okay, so let's say you have a band, and they're going to play that song with you 48 hours, and you have to call them and go, you're off TV. Sorry, buddy.
I did. I have to do that. They were all kind of relieved, though, because we've been going to Vegas for like 10 years. I was like, I called them, and they were all on board because I've been doing it live. They were all actually part of the reason I did that. My band was encouraging to me to do that.
What do they say to you to encourage you to do that?
They just, you know, they know how much this record means to me and how that song's been translating, just me doing it at the end of the show as the encore by myself. And so they were on board. But I called them in the dressing room. We did our like high five that we always do over the phone
because <That's laughs>
I had to walk out by myself. So
what's the pre-show high five for you?
Well, up until like 2 weeks ago, we made a group vote. We used to do a shot of Fireball, and we all decided like 2 weeks ago that we're way too old and that it's terrible. So now we just like make a toast, and my guitar player, Scotty Ray, he's been with me like almost 15 years, and he does this speech where he gets everybody all riled up, and then that's it. It's really just an excuse to make one last drink before we go on stage.
So you go out and you play... And it's amazing. Did you win before you played or play before you win? That night was a blur.
I was early in the show, thank goodness.
Okay, so then you played.
I was like 45 minutes into the show, which if I would have had to wait till like the end, I probably would have, like, my nerves would have got to me, you know? I was very nervous.
You're more nervous about the performance than you were the award?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a good guitar player. I just strum long enough to write songs, but I wanted to do something impactful to keep, you know, attention on the 22 other songs I have that I want people to hear, and I felt like that was the way to do it.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man. You don't know how lucky you are. You shouldn't spend your whole life wishing for something bound to fall apart.
All right, we're back in the studio now with Miranda Lambert.
You know, so you have, and also I have to wonder about this double album because it's so many songs. Like what, because I'm sure someone comes in and they say, we wrote 80 songs for one record. Like how many songs do you write for a double album? Like how many songs did you not put on this record?
I didn't put a lot. I wrote all year. I moved to Nashville like 2015, back to Nashville. I'd lived here like 10 years ago, but, and then I just kind of dove into writing. I was off the road at that time. Supposed to be writing for a record, so I just sort like 5 days a week with writing songs, and I'd never done that before because I didn't live in Nashville, so I would just come to town specifically to write. And so when I moved here, it was like I was sort of just immersed in all my friends and that are songwriters that I've been writing with for years, and it was fun. It was really fun. It was therapeutic, and that's why it's a double album, because I had trouble choosing.
One of some, I mean, you obviously love her, me too. She's been over at my house, is Natalie Hemby, who you've written a ton with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she is awesome. And I know you guys have spent a lot of time writing. And is she one of your closer friends? Are you guys friends?
We've been writing together for a long time. I mean, 10 years. We had our first number one together with White Liar. And that was a long time ago. I don't even know what year.
She tells a story. I wonder if your stories are the same. She says that whenever you started writing White Letter, like you had the whole chorus. And you had it. She was like, you had the idea and the chorus and then away you guys went. Is that your recollection of writing that song?
Yeah, just because it's funny because Natalie pushes me out of my comfort zone in every possible way, in great ways. But when it comes down to like writing a country song, she turns to me, and so like this, it's that song was sort of a meshing of both styles. But I don't know, it was kind of like that day when we wrote that song, we just gained mutual respect for each other because we wrote two that day, and we didn't know each other that well. But you know, she's just special. She's a really special girl. She's got this knack for like getting an artist's head and knowing what you want to say before you even know what you want to say. You know,
this album. Whenever you said, hey, I want to put out two records, did the label say, hey, this is too much? Like, what was that like? Because it's so rare now for someone to put out that much music at one time.
I asked forgiveness, really. I mean, I kind of asked permission and forgiveness in the same breath.
Did you just present it with them and go, this is it, and it's all the songs?
Kind of nicely, like one of those, like, blink in my eyes, like, here you go, please.
What do they say back? Because it is abnormal for someone to go, I want to put out two records.
The label was awesome about it, actually. Randy Goodman was like, really supportive and on board. Everybody was. They knew that I needed to have this record and let it be what it was. And they were awesome. I was kind of shocked, really, because they were so supportive and sort of like all of us scratching our heads going, what do we do? We had several like powwows, just like, how do we make this work? But I mean, hopefully it will. I'm doing my part to make it work.
It's selling like crazy. I mean, it's selling. I mean, it's. It feels like an art piece. Is that a compliment?
I mean, that's what you want it to be. I just wanted to have... Girls have a lot of personalities, and I wanted to show all of those personalities, so it took two records to do so.
You're like the rare unicorn.
I am?
Because you didn't live here, so we would never see you.
I didn't. And I'm still, like... I'm still getting used to living here. When I first got here, I was like running wild in Midtown, but then I calmed down.
You would just
like
going
out. Excited.
You would just go out.
Oh yeah. I go to Walmart.
Did you do
Losers and Winners? Either one. If I'm hungry, I go to Winners.
Okay. Yeah.
If I'm just thirsty, I go to Losers.
And people don't bother you?
No, not really. I kind of have this like, what do you call it?
Resting blank face.
I don't mean to, though. I just do my thing and drink Miller Lite and hang out with my friends.
Okay.
But people just are sweet. Nashville's awesome. Nobody cares. Yeah. I mean, everybody who's anybody that's my hero lives here, and if I see them out, I don't bug them, so.
Who would you bug for a picture, though? Or who have you bugged for a picture?
Well, I haven't bugged them for a picture, but, like, every time I'm around Faith Hill, I turn into a complete idiot. And I don't know why, but it's just Faith Hill. And I just, she's so pretty and she's just awesome. And like at the ACMs this year, we all won that award, which was so weird. And we all go on stage. Nobody really knew what to do. We didn't know if any other artists were going to walk on stage. And so everybody was just sort of, it was weird. But anyway, I got stuck in the back with Faith and she like grabbed my hand and I was like, hello.
And it's because for me too, it's the same way. It's like people that we listen to as we were kind of in our years of figuring out who we were.
Yeah.
Like those are the coolest people to us.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, artists come and go and I get to do this awesome job and talk to people all the time. But it's the people like that come in from when I was a kid. But even Tim McGraw's in that too. I used to listen to Tim McGraw on the radio growing up. But even like when Mark Chestnut came in, I was just like, holy crap, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah, I would totally ask him for a picture.
And it was like, I'll listen to my whole kid life with you. And
yeah.
So those are the people.
The 90s country is like, that's where I sort of get stupid.
Yeah. Me too.
Anyone from the 90s country era.
Back in the studio, we've had Miranda Lambert all hour long. I'm glad you came by.
Well, thank you.
Because we're always like, man.
So now we can say it's 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
She's here.
Yeah. Amy's like, is Miranda coming? I said, I think she should be here today. And then nothing's 100% till it happens.
Right.
So we're glad you
came. Well,
can.
I'm here in the flesh drinking coffee. So early for me.
What kind of coffee? Do you drink the unicorn frappuccino?
I mean, it's like 2 million calories or something.
It's like 70 grams of sugar.
I want them to have a skinny unicorn.
Yeah.
Cappuccino.
Good point. It's a lot.
But yeah, no, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I've looked at pictures, but I haven't gone all the way.
Will you say Miranda at Starbucks?
What?
When like they ask your name. Will you
oh, yeah.
Say,
sometimes I say Miranda. Sometimes I make up something.
Like what?
Oh. I can't tell you because everybody will know.
It's like a hotel name. You can't.
Yeah. Does the barista know?
It used
know
to be
that...
Tara Dactyl.
That's not true.
No, but I had to change it because people figured it out.
I feel like the barista would be like, okay, Miranda.
I used to be a Tara Dactyl. That was my alter ego, Tara Dactyl. When I would get like, you know, a little too much whiskey in me probably.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've changed my dinosaur to T-Ran. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Like my Ran. Nickname's Ran, so.
Got it.
Do you have a hotel name, a different hotel name you'll check in under too?
Yeah.
Or you do?
Mm-hmm.
Like a funny fake name?
Yeah.
Any you don't use anymore that you can tell us?
That was it. I was Tara for like 10 years.
Tara Dactyl?
And yeah. They wouldn't laugh at you as a couple. Let me. I would demand an ID if Tara Dactyl came in.
Well, like, I'm sure somebody else checks in for you.
Yeah, like, yeah. I just follow feet for a living and sell beer. That's my two jobs. It's like.
Do you have someone, because I'll do stuff and people have found my hotel room before and they're like yelling outside the door. Do you ever have that happen to you?
No.
Or you're.
But I usually don't stay in a hotel. If I have my bus, I don't leave the bus.
Do you feel weird outside of your bus, even at home?
Kind of. I don't sleep well for like after I've been on the bus for a while in a bed that's not moving. For like, it takes me like a week to adjust.
And do you know why any people lay in their? Here's a fun fact for you on buses. Do you know why you don't lay with your head forward toward the steering wheel?
I guess because if they slam the brakes, your head would hit.
That's yeah. It.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know about the bus life.
No, that's exactly why.
Okay.
I didn't know that, and I was laying the wrong
See,
way.
See, I
want to
buckle up. Would you? Can you buckle when you're sleeping?
No, but we've had some drivers where we had to wear. "Quote unquote Velcro pajamas."
That's awesome.
You ever had a bus accident? Anything with a bus?
We've had a few. Like one time, my trailer passed me on 40. Like our
your own trailer went
passed
by you?
Us and flipped, and it was terrifying. It flipped in the fast lane, and the only thing that I had just gotten a guitar signed by Merle Haggard, and that was the only thing in the trailer that got ruined. There's a hole straight through where he signed. My mom has it like in a case at her store in Texas right now. But I was like, my dad called. He was like, I was flying to do my kerosene video. So this was like a long time ago. But that was scary for sure.
But the trailer didn't hit anybody.
It didn't hit anybody. And only one thing got ruined out of all the amps and guitars and everything. My Merle Haggard guitar. But he signed another one. So I'm good.
Well,
but yeah, that was scary.
Thank you for coming. I hope to see you again sometime. Maybe.
And thanks for all your dog stuff that you
oh,
do.
Yeah.
And one of my dog's favorite toy is one of your little dog stuffed animals.
I had my dog Delta Dawn. I call it Delta Proof. She Delta Proofed everything because she can rip a squeaker out of a toy in like 4 seconds, and she only has 4 teeth.
Yeah.
So if she can't, like she, I had her test all the toys to make sure.
She did a good job.
How
good.
Old?
She's 11.
What kind of what breed?
She's a Chug.
So how long do they normally live?
Well, the vet just gave her a checkup and said she's supposed to live probably be 20 because she's super healthy.
What?
I found her at Sonic. She's a random. I went to get a cherry limeade and left with a dog. That's how all mine. I have 7 rescues, so all sizes: 2 yeah. Pyrenees, 2 golden retrievers, Chihuahua, a random little 25-pounder named Bellamy. They're all named after country songs or artists.
Or artists.
Delta Dawn, Bellamy, except Cher. Somebody else named her.
Oh.
So what, you got a dog named Cher? So you just adopted Cher that was already named?
Well, no. Somebody named her because I was supposed to share her.
Oh, Cher, like share. S-H-A-R-E.
No, her name is Cher, like Cher, because my rule is it has to be after an artist or a song. So I named her Cher, but I didn't share her at all. I've never shared her not once, and she's 10.
Do you feel pressure if you go to Sonic to tip a whole lot because you're Miranda Lambert?
Kind
of. Because if you don't, they will take a picture of it and be like, Miranda Lambert didn't tip me crap.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to tip at Sonic.
I know, but you should.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you go to places and swipe your own credit card? So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, see, people will take pictures of that. And be like, Miranda Lambert didn't even tip me, because they'll lie.
I don't know how to tip. I have a tip app, because I don't know how to do math at all.
Do what, you do 20%?
No, I have a tip app, like, literally type in, you just, like, type in what your
But what calculation is. Do you do, 20, 30?
30.
Oh, wow. Oh.
You have to. Yeah. Oh, they'll talk about you.
Okay.
It's the worst part when you're just trying to, like, you're in a bar, and you're, like, at that place where the ugly lights are about to come on, and you're just like, what's the ugly
lights?
Yeah, yes. See what I did there?
Are you lasting till the ugly lights still?
Huh?
Are you lasting till the ugly lights if you
no,
go out?
No, not anymore. Just a window of time. Now it's over.
The Highway Vagabond tour, that was awesome. I know you had Aubrey out with you, who mm-hmm. I'm a huge fan of. And her dad produced your record, right, Aubrey Sellers?
Her stepdad is Frank Liddell. He's produced all of my records.
So we were walking off stage, and he's like, hey, just have my daughter over at your house. And I'm right in the middle of this whole thing. I don't even know what's happening. I'm like, what? What? Your daughter was in my house? I think you had me confused with someone else. He's like, no, relax. I'm not saying it's Aubrey. I was like, oh, I got it. I thought someone was accusing me of having a daughter at my house.
Oh, like in a bad way.
Yeah,
it was work.
I was like, no, you got the wrong.
And she's old enough anyway.
That's
so you're good.
Billy Bones. That's a whole different dude. The Weight of These Wings has all the songs on it, including Tin Man. And congrats. The record's fantastic. And it's like the day it came out, it was like everybody was talking about a different song, which is a really cool thing to have happen with the record, especially in the land when they shoot out one song at a time. And to have put out that much and have people talking about all the different things, that's pretty cool.
Well, I'm thankful for it, and I'm excited for what's come with it. I don't know, because I've never done a double album, but hopefully it has a long, strong, good life.
Well, we'll see you soon.
Okay.
And Miranda Lambert, everybody say bye to Miranda.
Bye, Miranda.
Bye, Miranda. Thanks to Miranda Lambert for coming by. Lots of pictures and stuff on my Instagram and Twitter, Mr. Bobby Bones. Do we want to talk about the yoga pants or not? Lunchbox is itching to talk about them. Oh. Everybody has something. Okay, so
we've been waiting for you to wear them.
Well, today it's been a lot of Miranda, so we're gonna wait. So we can do the trivial stuff
so
now.
Many questions.
So here's, I was gifted a pair of yoga pants, man pants.
You keep calling them pants, and they're just
they're tight pants. They're man pants. Let me know. My girlfriend gave it to me because I saw this awesome guy in this yoga class wearing them. He was like dominating yoga, and I was like, that's just what I need. Yeah. And so she got me some for my birthday. And so I put them on. I was kind of nervous to wear them to class. And so I went to a different class with just my shorts on, and on the left side of me was a football player in tights, and on the right side was a street fighter in tights. And so I was like, well, if a football player and a street fighter can wear them, I just assigned them these jobs in my head, by the way. I just figured that's what they did.
You have no idea what
But
they
probably
did.
They did.
Probably.
Dead tattoos.
Probably.
Yeah. So I'm like, fine, I'm doing it. So yesterday I got on my Snapchat, I got on my Instagram, and I put on my yoga pants, and they were tight. And I went and did it, and they respected me when I walked in the room. They were like, this guy must know what he's doing because he's wearing yoga pants. And again, I'm not the most manly man. I have no problem with that. But I thoroughly enjoyed them. So now, Lunchbox.
There is no respect given to you. Your girlfriend gave you those?
Yeah.
Hoping you'll wear them so you'll look like an idiot. And other people will look at you and be like, this guy is so stupid. Why is he wearing those? And then...
Like girls?
Yes, girls. That way they're like, man, I'm not going to date that guy. That dude's wearing those little tights. What in the world? She set you up so you would wear them. Girls would not find you attractive in them. Oh. That way, there's nowhere for you to go except for back to her arms every night. She is playing you for a fool. She put a trap out there, and you walked right into it. You are smarter than that. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Take a breath.
Well, I'm worried.
It's turning red.
His head's about to pop.
Yeah.
I am worried about you because she made this as a joke. Like, she bought these to make you look stupid, and you're falling for it. You look stupid.
Well, first of all,
I had not thought of that angle.
I never thought of that angle either.
It could be a good
He can be honest with you.
I don't think I look stupid.
That's the problem.
I don't think you do either.
Okay, you can go to my Instagram and see me wearing these pants. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. What word would you use?
I think you fit the part. I'm more curious. I actually thought you looked good, and I'm curious if you feel like, because you had this extra confidence, if your yoga was better. Like, did you feel like you performed better?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Right. Is that they thought I was going to be really good because I was wearing them, so they kept coming to fix me the whole time because they felt like I should be better.
Right.
When I don't wear them, they just leave me alone because I'm terrible. When I had them on, they're like, oh, he's probably pretty good, and he's just messing. They kept fixing me, like moving my butt and stuff, my legs.
Did they like that? Is it the opposite of what Lunchbox is saying?
What's your word, Eddie?
Inappropriate.
For what?
Oh, man. I mean, those things are so revealing.
They're not, though.
They are, too, though. And you might as well just wear tights every day, dude. Like, green tights, Peter Pan tights, whatever.
I would.
It's not a good look. You're my boy. I'm looking after you right now.
Okay, everybody go to Instagram. There's a picture of me wearing these tights on my dog.
Not a good look.
Mr. Bobby Bones. Dan from Dan and Chase sent me a message. He goes, dude, I wear jeans at that tight all the time.
That's true.
He's like, he's like, they look great on you. I was like, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's up on my Instagram.
Do you wear underwear?
Huh. Interesting question.
It is an interesting question.
Or is it built in?
Who knows?
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
A few weeks ago, my girlfriend gave me some yoga pants for my birthday because I'll do yoga once a week or so. And so my trainer was sick yesterday, so I went to this yoga class, and I put tights on. It was like, I'm going to just commit to it. And I went and did the class, and I posted a picture on my Instagram. Mr. Bobby Bones is the name. And Lunchbox, which is, he was supposed to be giving me the business about it. His theory is that my girlfriend bought these for me so I would look stupid, so no girls in the class would be attracted to me.
Correct. And less competition for her is better off for her. You look stupid, they're not attracted to you. That's what...
It's an interesting theory. I never thought about that.
It's a trap.
Troy is on in Wichita. Hey, Troy.
Hey, what's good? What's up?
Thank you for calling the show. What would you like to say?
Well, you know, I was listening to that, and last night, just so happens, I was on Instagram, and I came across Jason Statham's Instagram page, and the first thing I see is him doing a handstand on some parallel bars in tights. Mm. Now, he's like the manliest dude we know.
I would not want to mess with him, yeah. Lunch, what do you think about this?
Listen, he may be married, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
No, yeah, he does have some, like, Victoria's Secret model or something, right?
Okay, why have a hot rock star girlfriend?
I know, maybe she gifted him the tights. Lunchbox could be onto something.
Oh, you think she wants Statham tonight?
Yep.
Wow. Thank you, Troy. Let's go to Rebecca in Springfield, Missouri. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Well, I think that Lunch is just jealous because, first of all, Bobby's girlfriend wouldn't give him something that would make him look stupid. And I think that he looked fine. And, I mean, there's a lot of women that wear yoga pants that don't need to be wearing yoga pants. So I think they're just jealous.
I don't understand what I would be jealous of. My wife would not give me something to make me look stupid.
I don't like that word.
What?
I'm saying it over and over
stupid?
Again. Stupid? Yeah, we're using it a lot right now.
We don't use that in my house.
Yeah. I think to me, stupid is not a bad word at all.
I don't think it's a bad word, but I feel like we're saying it a lot.
I think he's saying
it at the moment.
And he's yelling it in a very aggressive
okay,
way.
Okay, maybe that's why. But, Lunchbox.
My girlfriend's on the phone.
That caller
yes.
Should be on to something.
No, not yes. Lindsay?
Hi.
Hi, are you listening to this?
I am listening to this. And Lunch, as much as I appreciate your theory, it's totally not true. I honestly bought you tights because I think it's easier to do yoga with pants. Like, whenever I do yoga in shorts, it's a lot harder than when I do yoga in pants.
So I agree.
The theory that Lunchbox has is that you bought them for me to look stupid because I go into an all-woman class and he doesn't want the other women tempting me. You think that's an incorrect assumption?
I definitely think it's incorrect. I mean, if anything, I think it's cool when guys wear yoga tights because I think it shows confidence.
See, this is part of her trick. She's not going to cult in here and be like, oh, yeah, Bobby, you busted me. She's going to stick to the lie. When you lie once, you keep lying to keep the lie, to keep you safe. I mean, come on. Don't fall for this.
I was getting a lot of crap too much because I had her shirt on. It wasn't her shirt. It was a shirt that fit me with her face on it, like one of her merch shirts.
And you cut the sleeves off.
Yeah, I go to yoga. I don't wear sleeves in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being a hater now?
I'm not. You and I have held the whole shirt sleeve cutting thing for like 10 years now.
Would you rather go shirtless in yoga?
I don't know. That's
why are you being
such
a hater?
I'm not being a hater. I've always talked to you about.
But don't look at me to be on your side. I'm not on your side on this.
Yeah, thank you.
You're like on Bobby Island right now with your sleeveless shirt
and your yoga tights
and your Lindsay shirt. Does she walk around in a Bobby shirt? I mean, it's like you're wearing her name tag.
Sometimes she has a Raging Idiot shirt.
So embarrassing.
We just have T-shirts. They're just
actually.
They're just free T-shirts, and you're like you just grab something from the clean clothes.
And they're soft.
Thank you, Lindsay.
All right,
bye.
I think tights are good. Okay, bye.
All right, bye. There you go.
To be fair, I supported you on the tights.
There's nothing wrong.
But not the Lindsay shirt.
If I go do yoga with a shirt with no sleeves, who cares?
Okay, yeah, you do you. Nobody cares.
Why are you being judgment Amy right now?
I love that your girlfriend calls in.
Our audio producer, Raymond, he has to go to his nephew's 3-year-old preschool graduation, is that right?
Yeah, it's my girlfriend's nephew.
And you're upset?
Well, I mean, I think the kid's 3 years old and he's having this graduation. I didn't even know you celebrate getting out of preschool. I mean, what are you celebrating? I think it's only been 4 months that he's been at school.
That's cute, though.
And I didn't remember that when I was a kid. I remember I didn't even have a middle school. I had a high school and a college graduation. I thought those were the two.
That's all I had, too.
And now I'm like, is this normal?
So there's now I'm just trying to know the graduation. There's a preschool graduation. There's a kindergarten graduation. They have one for every year, Eddie?
There's almost one for every year, like when you go from first to second.
Yep. I mean, aren't we rewarding kids a little too much?
Just kind of
it's basically
making their
participation ribbon of years of school.
It's making their life memorable, year, 1 year at a time.
If you have one for every year, you don't remember any of them.
Huh.
I remember my senior high school graduation.
Yeah.
Or my college graduation. If you gave me one every year, I would remember them.
But to be fair, if you had one at preschool, you wouldn't remember it.
Why should you have it then?
That's true. I guess it's
thought
more for the parents.
You're making it memorable.
I guess it's more for the parents than it is for the kids.
Well, I wonder what a 3-year-old pre-K graduation is like.
Party. Party time.
I mean, there's got to be just kids running
chaos.
All over the place. Yeah, right?
Yes.
So you're going, right, Ray?
Yeah, I'm going. And I guess I'll congratulate the 3-year-old. He's going to look at me like he just graduated from college. But I'm like, you still got about 16 years left, buddy.
Ray's giving him a real world lesson at 3 years old. We're talking about graduations, and our audio producer, Raymond, is going to his 3-year-old nephew's pre-K graduation. He's like, what's happening? Why does everybody get a graduation now? And so Mary is on in Ohio. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Thank you for calling the show. What's happening?
Not much. I just got done with my preschool drop-off like half an hour ago and had to go get gas, but because, you know, I can't do that with kids in the car, but I get it. He's been in school since the school year started, and he's done good, but why a graduation ceremony for a 5-year-old? I don't get it.
Why a graduation ceremony for a 5-year-old? You have a kid, and he's having one.
Yeah. He will be graduating preschool to go to kindergarten next month, and he's 5.
You don't feel like it's a special day?
It is a special day, but at the same time, then when he's done with 4th grade, they do another ceremony because they're leaving that building and going to the 5th and 6th grade building.
And they probably do another one in 9th grade. Then probably another one.
No, they're going to do another one in 6th grade.
Oh, wow.
To go to the 7th grade.
From the middle school building to the junior high building.
Hmm. Wow.
Wow, you're graduated out.
Yeah, and they're 8 and 5.
Wow. Well,
yeah, I guess
you
have multiple kids. Probably like, you're over it. You're like, teachers, whoever, I don't have time for this.
Do you know that Thursday is bring your kids to work day?
Oh, no.
All right, let's
awesome.
Do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
So it's like allowed or?
It started as take your daughters to work day.
Yeah.
And it's been amended to sons as well because that was kind of a raw deal.
Yeah, like, it is a raw.
Y'all didn't have that?
No.
No, why would they
and
just
it's
have
not
daughters?
Like a federal thing where everybody gets to do
I know,
it.
But I remember take your daughter to work day.
I do too. But
see, I get anxiety like even thinking about bringing my kids here because I don't think you'd let them in here. Like I think they'd be too loud and unpredictable. I mean, you don't want Junior over here pushing all these buttons and taking us off the air.
No, you're right. I don't want that.
He could do that.
Yeah, he could come say what up.
Really?
If he wanted to come by, he can come by right now if he want. I don't care.
Get out of here.
But not on the, I mean, you can't have somebody screaming on the air.
Right, right, right.
Oh, I cannot wait to bring my kids to work day next year.
Oh my gosh, bring all the kids together.
Lunchbox will probably have a baby
totally.
By then.
Oh, for
yeah.
sure. Oh,
I mean,
today's April 25th. April 25th of 2018, will Lunchbox have a baby?
Well, stand by. You had a day that you already
right.
predicted.
That I'd be pregnant.
And it is August... Nope.
July.
It is July 31st.
That he would say they were pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's coming up. Did I bet
well,
money on that?
Well, he could be pregnant.
No,
he
you
may
just
not
said,
just
mark this calendar. Mark this down on the calendar.
I still have Lunchbox's $200 from Vegas, which I don't really have it. We still have the chips, so I don't really have the money because
so,
no one's cashing the chips.
Lunchbox, we're going to need you to get pregnant if you want that money back.
Yes,
so,
okay.
I'm going to need a positive pregnancy test for your last $200 from Vegas.
No, that's not how it works. I mean, I've worried
or
you forgot
it?
That you have my $200.
We still have the chips.
Okay, whatever. I'll give you $300 and you give me the $500 chip.
That's not how it works. What planet do you come from where that...
What do you mean? That's $500.
Mm-hmm. You give me $300.
Yeah, because you owe me $200.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, if you know math, because I'm a mathematician up in my brain, and I know numbers, and that equals $500.
We're not doing... I'll tell you what. I have a game coming up. If you win it, you can have your $200.
Oh, thank you.
Now, being on this side of it, I love it.
If you win, you can have your final $200 that you want to make. You didn't really win this money. It's me fronting it.
Yeah.
But we'll play a game coming up in a bit, okay?
All right,
so we have a app called iHeartRadio, and it's free to download. I hope you listen to the show. And after the show, you can search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. You can also take an upgrade to All Access, which you can just pick songs. And so we'll do an iHeartRadio All Access Song of the Week. And it's always a song that I'm like, it's a good song. And so a week or so ago, not even longer than that, when I came back from the John Mayer concert, because that was the day after the record came out, I was like, hey, there's a song called In the Blood. And I played it, and I played it again last week, and I was like, man, this needs to be on the radio.
Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
So that's the iHeartRadio All Access Song of the Week. I'm just going to play it again. And so the cool thing is, like, other radio companies and other places are playing it now, too. So we've started something here.
But you're playing it.
But wait.
But I don't own the song.
No. But you came up with the idea.
I don't care about that. I tweeted about this yesterday. I don't care if other radio companies are playing it. I hope everybody plays it, and it just becomes a huge hit.
I understand, but you are the one that did it, and all these people are trying to act like they're the ones that brought it to country music. Like,
I don't care.
Like, on the inside, on the outside, all around you, are you irritated?
No. Because
I'm irritated for you.
If I cared, I would be going, hey, I care. Because I do that sometimes. When I care, I get come on the air and get irritated. I don't care.
Which is a good song.
I just want good music to be on the radio. Mm-hmm.
I understand that. But when you do something, when you set a precedent, mm-hmm. people should be like, oh, man, Bobby was right. You know, this should be on country music. They can't just act like, oh, look, we're going to be the first ones to play this on country music.
I don't think people are saying that, though.
But they're trying to act like they are.
I don't even talk about this. This is not even. No.
Where do you think they got the idea?
It doesn't matter. My point is this, and this was the whole thing for me too, was that this our format tries to kick people out of it all the time. It's like, this ain't country enough, kick them out. When instead of, the people will kick people out just by not buying it or listening to it. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. And if it's not in, people just go, I'm not going to buy it, I'm not going to listen to it. Why don't we as a format go and find people that have no interest in being anywhere and are just making good, authentic music and go, hey, why don't you come over here with us? Where everybody else is making good, authentic, lyrically driven, instrument made.
Yeah.
Or not. It just.
That was definitely your point.
I don't understand. I don't understand the culture of people going, something's not country enough, let's kick them out. How about you go find things that are and bring them in?
Mm-hmm.
That was my whole point. But anyway.
And just wait. Now someone's going to give that speech and act like they came up with it.
I'm not the first one to say that either. Yeah, I didn't come up with everything.
I mean,
concept,
I'm just saying, take credit where credit is due, and you started this. John Mayer.
Okay,
never
relax.
On country music
microphone down.
You.
Microphone down. Thank you. This is In the Blood from John Mayer. Guy gets get going about everything, man.
How much of my mother has my mother left in me? How much of my love will be insane to some degree? And what about this feeling that I'm never good enough? Will it wash out in the water, or is it always in the blood?
All right, so I'll play a game. Let's see how well you do.
Today's National Telephone Day. The telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, boy.
So I'll give you the... I'll give you the inventor.
Oh.
You tell me what they invented.
That's going to be tough.
Okay. It's actually kind of easy. For example, if I said Henry Judah Heimlich, what did that person invent? Ooh. Go ahead.
Heimlich maneuver.
That's correct. It's,
yes.
That's an example, not a point.
Oh.
Okay, so if Lunch wins, though, he wins back all the Vegas money.
Thank you.
But you are giving him the advantage by giving him the name of the person versus what they invented.
Yeah, but you're going to play against him.
I am?
Yeah. You can take you can have the money if you win.
What?
Yeah. All right, ready. Here we go.
Oh.
Number one.
Okay.
I'll give you the inventor. Tell me what they invented. Henry F. Phillips. Now, somewhere in that, you may find the invention. Henry F. Phillips.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Ford. Cars.
What? That was Henry Ford.
Oh. Well,
he might
said
be
the
one of those
F
in there.
Such...
Lunchbox.
Screwdriver.
Oh, shoot.
The Phillips screwdriver.
Whoa!
Oh! 1 point.
Why did you put the emphasis on the F? You did that on purpose.
How about Camp Gillette?
I'm in.
What did Camp Gillette? That's a person. Camp Gillette. What did they invent?
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Razors.
Lunchbox.
The Gillette razor.
Disposable razors. I'll give you guys both that one. It's close.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this one? Klaus Martens.
What?
Oh, sorry. Klaus Martens. What did they invent?
Okay. I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Doc Martens.
The shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox.
Doc Martin shoes!
Dang.
Yeah!
Okay. How about this one? Uzail Gall.
What?
Uzail Gall.
I don't even know.
Uziel. Last name, Gall. G-A-L. Uzail Gall.
Oh my goodness.
It's easy, guys. Come on.
Okay.
Eddie's not playing.
I'm in for the win.
He's heckling the players. Amy.
The elevator.
The elevator. No. Lunchbox.
Uglaw?
Uglaw.
He invented what?
The ukulele.
Nah, the Uzi. Because the first 3 letters are
oh,
male.
Oh,
wow.
Dang. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Uzi. I thought right. Uzi was O-O. Z.
Like green Uzi.
Okay, go.
I like it.
Jean-Nicotin de Villemont.
What? Wait, on maybe Earth? This was a bad idea.
Jean-Nicotin de Villemont.
Oh, nickel?
Jean-Nicotin de Villemont.
I'm in.
Jean-Nicotin de Villemont.
Villemont.
Jean-Nicotin de Villemont.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, Amy.
Valet service.
Lunchbox.
Nicotine.
Correct.
Nicotine.
Are you serious? I was just joking. Yeah. I didn't know it was real. Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were trying to give
Let's
us that hint.
Okay. One more worth 5 points.
5 points.
Oh.
Poor Lunchbox.
5 points.
Okay. Sorry. I'll
Ready?
I don't know.
There's a little bit of trickery in this one.
I don't like the 5-pointer.
5 points.
I don't
Listen
like
closely.
That.
Rudolf Diesel. What'd they invent?
Well, you're talking about there's trickery in here now.
Oh, man. Say it again.
Rudolf Diesel. Last one. Worth 5 points.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
Amy,
I'm in.
You're first. What do you have?
Yeah, Diesel. He invented Diesel.
I need a more specific answer, please.
The Diesel. I don't know if it's a type an engine.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Lunchbox.
Diesel. Gasoline.
Oh.
It's a diesel engine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Sorry.
No! That's why I said be more specific. No, no way. No way. She answered diesel. Let me go.
And then he said be specific.
I said be more specific.
And then you gave him more.
Eddie, you're the judge.
Ugh, I mean, it's a big difference between diesel, gas, and the engine. So
but
give it
she
to Amy.
Said diesel.
You give it to who?
Amy.
Okay, I'm going to step out of this. I'm not the judge. Eddie's the judge. Eddie?
No, Eddie. All she said was diesel.
Lunch,
Eddie.
I love you, dude.
You got to be kidding
me. I'm giving it to Amy.
This
Amy.
Is a
she said the engine.
I'm sorry, Lunchbox. Your money stays on the hold till a later date.
Oh, wait. So do I get it?
No.
Oh.
No, that was a joke, Amy.
Oh, that was a joke. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
right?
Sorry. You could have just
I'm not
said
the judge.
Engine like I did.
All I do is read the questions.
But you said the fuel.
I understand that, judge.
He didn't invent the fuel.
I'm done. Thank you. It's true. Very, very good. Done.
He didn't invent the diesel either.
Engine, like Amy said.
All right.
Is that what she has written?
Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's a good point. Does she have it written down?
He asked me to be specific after I said it.
I asked to be more specific, and she did.
Wait, so he's not the judge. Eddie's the judge.
But Alex Trebek's not the judge either. He's the host. And he says, be more specific.
Sorry,
can
lunch.
We play a song for 100, Alex?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Dirk Spindley stopped by the house last night, and so I do a show called The Bobby Cast, and he was talking songs that his kids sing all the time. And here's Dirk's, and as part of the interview, just him and I singing Call Me Maybe.
Hey, Lord, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. Hey,
I just met you. And that's Carly Rae Jepsen. This is crazy. We also played the name drop game where it's like, hey, no judgment, drop your biggest name. Like, give me a celebrity story that you just probably wouldn't tell normally because it feels like you're name dropping.
Peyton Manning's a friend.
That's,
that count?
That's cool.
Okay,
he's
okay.
A friend.
Peyton Manning's. I went fishing all day long with Peyton Manning up in northern Canada.
What's Manning like?
So he's just like the guy in the Papa John's commercial, man. He's like laid back and funny and good stories and easy to be around. And I actually watched the very first game of the year last year with Peyton in a suite in Denver. And we were watching. It was
so you guys are real friends. Like you would call Peyton.
Yeah, I texted him a little bit. Yeah,
we're talking about music. And so, you know, there are stories about Dirk's hearing songs like, I think I drive your truck and going, I don't think I'm going to cut that one. And then Lee Bryce ended up getting it, and it was a huge hit. Mm. And so I was like, hey, let's talk about that, because there are so many great songwriters in Nashville. And he was like, there came a point where I was touring all the time, and I couldn't write as good of stuff as I when I was staying home just writing all the time. So I would rely on these songwriters. And I was like, what song did you hear that you knew was a hit that you ended up going, ah, it's not for me, but you knew it was hit? And he was like, Dirt on My Boots.
John Party's song, Dirt on My Boots. I heard that song, I think, before he cut it.
And what did you think when you heard it?
Huge hit. This is a monster. This is a huge song. There's a line there about a tractor, you know, and I'm like, I don't have that tractor factor, you know. I don't have that thing. It's not what I do. So I can either try to change this song up to make it work for me or just let it go and hope those guys, you know. I want the songwriters to, I want them to find, for songwriters, man, they might get one or two great, well, these guys, they probably get five great songs a year, right? I don't want to like stand in the way of someone's like, baby.
So he was like, yeah. And then John Party gets the song, turns it to a huge hit. And he was like, it's awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I know.
He doesn't have the tractor factor.
You don't think he does?
I don't guess not. I've never heard him sing about a tractor.
He probably could, though.
I mean, I was thinking he could pull it off. That'd be interesting to like now hear if Dirks were to sing Dirt on My Boots, like what that would be like. Probably so.
It happens with every artist all the time. Yeah. Every artist has got stories of going, oh, I should have cut that song, mm-hmm. and then somebody else cuts it. Like, it's a very common thing. And it's these songwriters come into my house, and they talk about it. And there's one story in particular that's pretty amazing, is Shane McAnally was in. Shane's a huge writer in town. And he was talking about how they'd written American Kids and Little Big Town. It was a Little Big Town song. And then Kenny heard it, was like, I got to have it. And so he called Little Big Town. I was like, I need the song. And they were like, well, we've already started recording it. And they were, whatever, then Kenny gets it. Mm. And then so... That's the kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one day you'll listen to the Bobbycast.
Me?
Yeah.
I have been a little bit. I listened to Jake.
Did you? The whole thing?
Yeah. Whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I'll listen to Dirk's.
It's just really for music. Like, you have to really love music. And you're not a big music person.
Yeah, but I find, and I love when you share with us on here, I find this stuff to be interesting. I promise.
Yeah. No one's judging you.
Yeah, you got big eyes right now.
Yeah.
Very defensive.
Yeah. You have big eyes.
Podcasts and Netflix and TV shows.
I know there's a lot going on out there. You're right.
I don't know how to keep up. It's like there's always something in my ears. You know? I need to sit down and read a good old-fashioned book.
You're not reading books?
Well, I tried to start Charlemagne's book. My husband stole it from me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's.
They make more Like, it's not the only one. I give you mine too.
That's the most recent one I ordered.
Yeah.
And it came quick.
Okay. Well, keep on trying.
It's already gone. The Bobby Bone
Show. Let's go. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Miranda Lambert was in. I hope you go back and hear that. You can listen to the whole show. Just go to iHeartRadio and search Bobby Bone Show on Demand, or go to iTunes and search it. After you hear today's show, you can listen to the Bobbycast. Last night, Dierks Bentley was over at the house, and we talked for about an hour and a half about all kinds of stuff, from flying to touring to the songs that his kids make him know, like this one.
Hey, boy, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And all the other boys try to chase me, but here's my number, so call me maybe. And
he actually sings that pretty good. It's a weird thing. Like, I'd like to hear him sing that.
Yeah.
But that's on the Bobbycast, so search Bobbycast and you can find that.
I mean, I know the whole thing.
Yeah, we know Dierks. Okay, we got it, Dierks. Thank you. Yeah. We'll see you guys on tomorrow's show. Again, thanks to Miranda Lambert for stopping by, and thanks to Dierks for stopping by the house last night. Just so much. So many people coming by just talking to us. That's it. Gotta go. Bye.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.